dedicated to my dad, who always believed in me. 1. Superhero. It actually sounds pretty stupid when you say it out loud. Is it one word or two? Hyphenated, maybe? Not sure. Most of us masked crime fighters don't use the term. It also suggests someone has superpowers. Me? Not so much. I have a really useful ability, but I wouldn't call it a superpower. It's kind of like an eidetic memory, only better. Most people would say it's a photographic memory, but that's wrong. I not only remember things, I can copy them. Perfectly. Because of this, I can learn things really fast, like martial arts skills. For example, at the moment, I'm fighting like a dozen gangbangers. I make that 13. I just noticed the one sneaking up behind me in a dark alley downtown. But they're making the usual mistake of trying to take me on one or two at a time. And, as usual, I am kicking their asses. Don't get me wrong. I've trained hard. Really, really hard. Enough to be a black belt in a bunch of different disciplines. But I basically just have to watch a Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee movie, or better yet, an MMA or UFC fight. And I can imitate every move perfectly. That's why I'm able to elbow the guy sneaking up behind me in the eye without even looking. You think eyes are off limits? Did you miss the part where I said I was fighting 13 guys? Oh, and I'm only 15. For 6.5 more minutes, anyway. At 10:34 p.m., I'll officially hit the big 1-6. Yay! Happy birthday to me. You'd think these losers would get the hint after I defeated 5 or 6 of them. No problem. I mean, the girl they were trying to assault is long gone. But no. They keep coming at me, one after another. And even when they do land a punch, the armored parts of my costume, including my helmet, make it so they hurt their hands more than they do me. I can never understand what these guys are thinking.
I know. He just took down 5 of my buddies without breaking a sweat. But I'm going to be the one who's going to beat his ass.
As I take these guys on, I do start to wonder why this seems to be happening so much more lately. Of course, there's always crime in this city, but the past couple of weeks it's starting to get out of control. And not just a little bit. It didn't even build up over time, just all of a sudden my job was 10 times harder than usual. Oh, well, not really that hard. It just takes me 10 times as long to take care of it. Punch to the solar plexus, kick to the jaw. 2 more down, and they keep on coming. Then, the part that always seems to happen in these situations, the biggest, toughest guy they have steps up and the rest back away. I'm not sure why he's been hanging back, but I have a feeling he wanted the rest to wear me down so he can take me out easier and boost his reputation as a badass. I'm going to show him just how wrong he is. He runs at me with a roar and his fist pulled back above his head. This guy obviously never had to learn to fight because he's so big and strong. I barely have to move to step out of his way and watch him plow into the wall behind me. Now he's really pissed off and pretty dazed. After shaking his head like a dog just out of the water, he turns and tries to grab me. He probably wants to take me down to the ground so I can't dodge him. I give him a knee to the junk. Nope, that's not off limits either. In fact, there's only one rule. No killing